Is there anything harder than trying to discuss sex, even with a trusted partner? Finding ways to name what we prefer, don't prefer, what we long for or don't, what we are struggling with and wanting to try can be frustrating, and often we feel without proper language. Few of us have grown up with being taught the language of sex, so we stumble around like a foreigner trying to speak about something rather than speaking from within something, our experience. Admittedly, some experiences are horrific, and these need to be named as such. But some of our experiences hold excitement and wonder and also feelings, deep feelings, stirring our senses and longing for recognition. When we recount positive sexual experiences with our partner, naming the things that stirred feelings of excitement or tingling arousal, we are reminding our body of real experience. And as we grow with our partner, we begin to build a portfolio of sexual experiences. Language is a beautiful way to explore, remember, and create arousal. So let's own what we have experienced and do the seemingly odd language development of reminding ourselves and our partner about specific times of sharing our bodies with one another. Notice what it stirs in you to return to a real experience and how your body does respond. Oh, sorry. I was a little distracted there for a moment. But no, from this, you are developing your sexual language portfolio. Can you find words or images from your own experiences that would enhance your relationship? Here's a quickie tip. Words enhance sexual language and can create deeper longings for connections that are intimate and steamy. Quickie time.